Hi everyone, Andrew here again. I'm just out and about having a little walk around the golf course here at EPGA where I work. It's a lovely day actually, a little bit chilly. I've got the hat on, obviously keep it nice and warm. But it's just good to get out and about. The golf course here is a 9-hole par 3 academy course, so it's only a short course. It's great to have a little walk around and check on a few things at the facility, so that's nice, and it gives me a chance to get up and get it done as part of my health and weight loss journey. You know, do something today to improve you tomorrow, and I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to be able to get out in a nice environment on a very regular basis, checking on things. It's part of my job, which is great. I've just been watching some nice YouTube videos actually, catching up on the reviews and the new products for 2022 golfing products. In particular, watch Rick Shields, the new Stealth driver from TaylorMade, and also I think it's a Rogue driver from Callaway. It's nice to see the new products. I play Titleist clubs myself, but it's nice to keep up to date with what's happening in the technology world for golf. I enjoy all of that, and it's nice. It's interesting to see that the new products that he was just reviewing, the distance, for example, is exactly the same as last year's models, which is not too surprising, to be honest. But they have to keep reinventing the product so that people keep buying those things. And it's the same in most industries, isn't it? You look at the Apple phones, they progressively get better each year, but fundamentally they're the same, and they use the same software, etc. So I'm thinking, you know, how can that relate to perhaps human endeavors and health, fitness and well-being? How can we upgrade ourselves each year so that we're better than we were the year before? And obviously myself on a health and fitness journey, and wellness, and trying to help in terms of mental health and be able to feel better and work on positivity on a daily basis and improve myself in 2022. So the 2022 version of me is better than the 2021 version, but the fundamentals are still in there. It's still me. So it's nice to relate to that. I thought that was a good thing, and I wanted to do a quick post on that. You know, if you're marketing yourself in 2021, what would you promote? What would you advertise? And if you're going to upgrade yourself in 2022, what would you promote and what would you advertise? What are the selling points for your changes and the goals that you're going to set yourself in 2022? And that's an interesting thing as well, isn't it? How would you market those so that they are better? So I'm looking into positivity more and more on the NLP things that I've been learning, and on weight loss and consistency and getting out and getting up and out and about and doing things. You know, I've added the dance exercise into my routine recently, and I think that's the big thing for 2022 for me, is adding dancing in as a cardio workout. It's nice to get out and walk, but the heart rate never really gets up that high, so adding in something like the biking that I started last year, and then this year the exercise in the dance exercising is going to be a big difference. So that's the new thing for 2022 for me, is I enjoy dancing. I like the feeling of it. It makes me feel good. I know it burns a lot of calories, so I'm just going to do it. And I like listening to music, and in particular the type of music that you want to dance to as well. So there we go. That's where I'm up to now. It's just a quick update. I hope you guys are all keeping safe and well. Get up, get out and get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrow. And what can be measured can be improved. I'll just give you a quick spin round. There we go, right next to Swan Lake. Beautiful place, isn't it? It's nice. See you all again soon. Take care.